The fall television season is here, and new shows are being promoted on every network. Robert Bianco, television critic for USA Today, has previewed the shows and says the networks are giving their sitcoms a big push this year.
The way network television works is they repeat whatever has worked, and at the moment it's sitcoms. So there are 20 new sitcoms on NBC, desperately trying to find a replacement for Friends. You know, that's the business driving all this.
Well, sitcoms come and go, don't they? I mean, this is cyclical.
As a trend, yes. You know, they were dead before Cosby, and then they dominated television, and now they've died off some. The change these days is that the sitcoms that come stay. Mary Tyler Moore had a 7-year run, which was considered incredibly healthy for a sitcom. Now Friends is in its 10th year. Frasier is in its 11th year. The sitcoms that work, the networks tend to keep them on as long as possible, and sometimes longer than creatively possible.
It's their favorite, isn't it? I mean, their favorite form.
Yes. Oh, yes, because they can garner the largest audience for the longest period of time. They tend to age better. They repeat better. Dramas don't repeat at all. And, of course, they syndicate.
Now, what is good? What is going to succeed, do you think?
Well, those are two different questions. there is, I think, a very good news sitcom on Fox coming up called Arrested Development from Ron Howard, which is about a very funny, dysfunctional family. Whether it works, you know, shows like that, you just have to wait and see.
I'll finally be able to get you what you deserve, you know? Like a real home?
This is a real home.
No, it's not. It's a fake home, son.
Well, I'd rather live like this than be like my aunt and uncles, whose eyes have never stung from the sweet sweat of a hard day's work.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you getting all that?
From you. You say it every couple of years when they come out to visit.
There's a very solid drama from CBS, Cold Case, which is from the Jerry Bruckheimer kind of CSI factory, which, you know, it's not any great breakthrough show, but it's a solid, entertaining show for a Sunday night.
These cases, the timing adds up. Jill Shelby, beaten at a neighbor's house, found the next morning case was never solved.
Are you saying we should open a 27-year-old case, though?
There's new direction.
There's an odd little mini trend towards spiritualism. I guess it is the times. It's epitomized by this new CBS show, Joan of Arcadia, where Joan actually is visited by God. You know, a play on the Joan of Arc story. And it's
The Joan Osborne song.
Yes.
But if, you know, God were one of us.
Exactly. And there's no qualifying. There's no question whether she's crazy or seeing things. It actually is God visiting her. And there are other shows, True Calling, where the dead speak to a young woman, and she goes back in time and helps them. There's a show, Wonder Falls, where God speaks to a young woman through inanimate objects. There's clearly some feeling at the networks that we are in the mood for pondering the hereafter.
Anything different, a breakthrough, something never seen before?
No, I mean, this is American television we're talking about. I mean, if you're looking for something we've never seen before, you probably have to go to HBO for Carnivale and K Street. This network here is a bit safer than last. You know, I don't think there's nothing like 24, which truly was, you know, an unusual format for television, that like time serialized show. Very risky, very ambitious, and turned out to be very successful. You know, in its own way, Joan of Arcadia, you can say, is certainly taking a risk. You risk offending people who believe and boring people who don't.
Is there a CSI on every night now?
There is a CSI, and the best CSI, the one that you actually, I mean, you have to give them credit for this, is the JAG CSI clone spinoff. You know, it's CSI in the Navy from the producers of JAG. It's so, you wonder, like, why haven't people thought of, you know, this before? I mean, like, if Frasier wants to continue, maybe he can, you know, join a forensic team and he comes back next year. It's a great commercial idea.
What about so-called reality TV?
So-called is a good word for it, because I don't know anyone who actually does choose a husband by lining up 25 people in their bedroom and just going through them, or maybe I do.
Oh, I know her.
But that's a different issue. You know, we were all terrified that reality was going to take over television, and momentarily it did, because that's how trends work. But it's now also settled back into an area where you're going to have, at least for a while, the very popular ones, Survivor, American Idol, which probably have an annual place in the schedule. But you're not going to see this huge influx of 30 shows at once like we did last year, at least not during the season. They may use those during the summer because they're cheaper and easier and attract a young audience. But, you know, the networks did learn that you can't just put anything on the air, call it reality, and get an audience.
Robert Bianca is a television critic for USA Today.